If Amal is concerned, my deen is concerned, my duties are concerned, I'd rather do it now. وَلَا بِالْإِعْتِنَاءِ بِهَا. Do not be overly concerned as far as the dunya is concerned. In other words, if a gain of the dunya, it shouldn't make you so excited, and a loss of the dunya shouldn't make you so depressed and so sad. Do not be overly concerned as what happens as far as the world is concerned. وَلَا تَتَعَلَّقْ مِنْهَا إِلَّا بِمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ الْغَرِيبُ فِي غَيْرِ وَطَنِهِ. And only involve yourself in the world to the extent that a stranger will involve himself in a foreign land. Like how a stranger in a foreign land, he doesn't get too involved as far as the beautification of his amenities is concerned. Example, yesterday we gave a person in transit in Nairobi. He's there for 2 days or 3 days, whatever it is. He's not overly concerned of what bed is he's got, and now he decides to order new light fittings, and he wants to order new tiles for his room that is there, and new furniture. He knows that he's only there for 2 or 3 days. Whatever is there, he makes do with it, and he continues. So like that, a person should not be overly concerned, or his only attachment with the world should be like a stranger in a foreign land. وَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ فِيهَا بِمَا لَا يَشْتَغُلُ بِهِ الْغَرِيبِ الَّذِي لَا يُرِيدُ الذَّهَابِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الذَّهَابِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. And his physical involvement as far as his actions, one is his attachment as far as his heart is concerned. His heart is concerned must be like a stranger in a foreign land, and his physical involvement must be like a person who is going to leave towards his family. He's leaving now, he's maybe went overseas to study. Now he's leaving, a few days left, he's going back to his family. He's not overly involved as far as the workday is concerned. He's more interested about getting back home. So like that, our interest is to get to Jannah, inshallah. So the explanation given is our physical involvement in this world must be like a person who's already ready to go to see his family. He doesn't get overly involved in the things there. Why? Now his mind and his heart and everything is already there by his family. So our heart and mind should be, inshallah, in Jannah. Today's hadith of Abi al-Abbas Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu qala ja'a rajulun ila an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Abu al-Abbas Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu, he says that a man ja'a rajulun ila an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam qala ya rasulullah dullani ala 'amalin idha 'amiltuhu ahabbani Allah wa ahabbani an-nas. That O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, show me one action, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if I do that action, Allah will love me and the people will love me. Beautiful question he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show me one action, if I do it, then Allah will also love me and the people also love me. Many times people feel that people around don't have a liking towards them or a disinclination. So this is a nice hadith to keep in front. One action, Allah Pak will love me also, and the people around me, they'll also love me. فَقَالَ إِذْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا يُحِبُّكَ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that be disinclined as far as the dunya is concerned, Allah will love you. Disinclined as far as the dunya is concerned, Allah Pak will love you. وَزْهَدْ فِي مَا عِنْدَ النَّاسِ يُحِبُّكَ النَّاسِ. Be disinclined as far as the possessions of people are concerned, then the people will also love you. Automatically, if a man sees another man who is inclined towards his things, automatically he sees this man as a threat. Even if he doesn't see him as a threat, he'll worry that this person's nazar is always on my assets, on my things, he's always interested in my things. He automatically shows some kind of disinclination. This man is not interested in me, he's more interested in my wealth. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that be disinclined as far as the possessions of people are concerned. People will start loving you. They'll say, this man is my genuine friend. He's not my friend because of my wealth or my position. He is my friend genuinely for my sake, automatically. You see the Buzurran al-Din, the pious people? People always flock to them. Why people love them so much? It's because, not because that they've got any wealth or status or maqam as far as dunya is concerned, but because they are totally disinterested in the people's wealth. So automatically Allah Pak puts the love of the people in their heart. The people start loving them. These people, they only, the mind and heart and soul is in akhirat. They got no interest in our wealth. The moment that person starts showing interest in their wealth, automatically the person naturally he'll start moving away. So this is the prescription Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that be disinclined towards the dunya, Allah will love you. And at the same time, what people got, be disinclined towards that. People themselves will start loving you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi.